When my mother became terminally ill, I went home to take care of her without a second thought. I worked as a freelancer at the time, so my work life was portable. As an only child, I had no siblings to turn to, or to fight with or resent later. The fact that I am a lesbian was never an issue with my parents. If anything, having to come out only made us closer. In my early 20s, I was suddenly in a situation where my parents and I had to work through my declarations of being a lesbian and everything that meant in the early 1980s. As a lesbian caretaker of my terminally ill and elderly mother, I became part of a trend that I came to consider after writing Tea Leaves, a memoir of mothers and daughters, published by Bella Books. Out in Aging, a 2006 report found that 36% of LGBT boomers are caring for aging parents. One significant reason that a higher percentage of us care for aging parents than heterosexuals is that we are less likely to have children to care for. Even when we are partnered, we often are perceived as not having families. This was not the case with me. Both of my parents loved and accepted my partner. My mother left a note to be read after her death entitled A Letter to My Unexpected Daughter-in-Law. This past June, at the first annual Pride Luncheon at the Sage Center in Manhattan, I read from Tea Leaves and afterwards engaged the group in a discussion about their own experiences of caretaking. One man at the Pride Luncheon talked about his experience visiting an older friend who was attracted to him. I was very firm in telling him that wasn't happening, he said. Some years passed, and the older man, who now had dementia, was living in a home. One of the older man's relatives contacted the younger man and asked if he would visit. I went, and he didn't know who I was, but he asked me if I was there to have sex with him. When I said no, he asked me to leave. I had to explain that I was there to visit him. I commented that the man with dementia did in fact remember something. He remembered that he was attracted to the man who took care of him. He remembered that he was gay. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.